Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. The sexual harassment scandals continue to unfold since accusations were brought against movie mogul Harvey Weinstein. But what about the women? What do you do in a situation where you might be the victim of harassment or assault?
There is something, like psychologists talk about all the time, there is something with people who act in these particular instances. So this is on them.
That's author and life coach Ava Miles. She joins us on this week's American Cafe. The sexual harassment scandal continues to spread here in the United States, with several Democratic members of Congress asking that President Donald Trump be investigated. Members of the House and Senate have resigned because of the scandal. Top media personalities and even sports figures have been implicated. But what about the women? Some have come forward, but what about those who have not? For some perspective, I talked with author and activist Ava Miles, who has worked in Lebanon, Colombia, Pakistan, the Palestinian territories, and the Democratic Republic of Congo to help rebuild communities. She is also the author of The Goddess Guides, a series of books aimed at empowering women. She told me there are some steps that women can take to protect themselves and to recover from sexual harassment or assault. You worked in several places across the world, places like Lebanon, Pakistan, the Democratic Republic of Congo, with women and to help them rebuild their lives and to help rebuild communities. How can you help women who are facing this kind of situation to maybe stand up and say, I don't want to take this anymore, or if they are in a circumstance where that could be life-threatening? What should they do?
Well, I think it depends on what we're talking about. I mean, I think one, the countries I worked in, for example, didn't have a lot of rule of law to support women and women's rights, and that's really important. And I think as the United States is facing this particular, you called it a tsunami, I would say that there's been a tidal wave of sexual harassment going on for years, right? When you look back at the amounts of people that are talking, you know, like historically, 40-some years back, people are going and talking about stories, and this has been a pervasive problem. We just haven't really felt, I think, as a woman, empowered to speak. We didn't think we were going to be listened to, and we certainly didn't feel like the follow-through was going to be there, and sometimes we got punished for it. So I think, one, there's a system in place here to handle these things, and certainly in a number of other countries. We could talk about Europe and a variety of other developing ones. I think on a personal issue, the one is like sort of recognizing what predators are. And for example, knowing that someone is inviting you to a meeting in their hotel room up front, I would recommend not doing that. I would recommend suggesting a public place. And it's kind of tricky. I mean, I've gone through this many, many times in varieties of countries, some which, like, because you don't have police or you don't have any rule of law, you have to really be able to think on your feet. But I think in these situations, you're going to want to go and make sure that you have control of the situation. You're going to be the one calling the shots, because if you make yourself vulnerable to somebody who already has these types of things in mind, it's going to be really difficult to back yourself out of it, especially if you're alone. So I think that's one thing. I think also you start to sort of, I feel like women really do recognize who people are that have a tendency to treat women this way. They're the men, for example, that you work with who will talk to you and literally look at your breasts the whole freaking time. They're the ones that will watch a woman walk away and look at her butt as she's walking away. They're the ones who corrugate and, like, talk to each other in the hallways. Those are the ones to kind of be aware of. Sometimes you have to work with them because, let's face it, a lot of us work in these situations. We're in industries. We come across these people. A lot of them have power. A lot of them are the ones calling the shots. They're leading organizations that we're a part of. And I think figuring out ways in which you can go and continue to do your work well, keep your reputation intact, you know, use humor in certain situations to deflect things so that you don't go and have people get their backs up. Because, you know, sometimes you're not going to be able to say kind of anything about it. It just depends on what the severity of the situation is. But sometimes the human relations department is working on your behalf, and sometimes they're working for the company. So I always feel like you have to do your own personal assessment about this. But I do feel like there's so much more awareness, and then there's so much more support for it right now that it's a really good thing for women. I think it's a really turning point.
You mentioned in your answer there about power, and these tend to be powerful people. That's what this is all about, isn't it? It's a power dynamic being carried out. What can women do in these circumstances to take back some of that power?
Well, for me, and I think for a lot of the women that I've worked with who have experienced this, it's you have to recognize that you have power. You have worth also, is that you don't have to trade on your dreams. You don't have to trade on your job situation in order to get ahead by either putting up with or doing the kinds of things that some people are suggesting. I was just talking with a really good friend this weekend, and she had someone make a pass at her over the weekend at a party, at a work party. And she said that she remembered being 20 years old, 20 years ago, and just knowing that the fact that he put his hand on her butt, like that was just part of what she had to accept. And she said it was such a realization that she didn't have to really accept that anymore, because also society wasn't going to accept it anymore, and there was more of a call. So I think it's recognizing that sense of power. I think it's also recognizing that you're going to be able to get a job somewhere else. You know, I mean, I've had situations in which I just knew the organization was not going to support like me going and having this kind of a discussion with human relations. I just knew it. And so sometimes you have to make a decision that it's not going to affect you. You're just going to keep rising. And I certainly see so many, you know, there are stories of certain actresses who continue to just rise. You know, some have talked about being punished, for example, felt like their careers were hurt. But there are also other actresses who didn't necessarily feel that that was the case. So I think that recognizing that you have power and recognizing that you're going to continue to shine brightly in whatever it is, that tends to go and make it really important, because if you feel like you're going to lose more, then you're going to win in the situation, and usually that's a power issue, right? Then you're probably going to stay silent. And so I think it's recognizing that sense of power, and it may not be the power in the situation or with that particular person, but that situation is one part of your life, and there are other opportunities for you and other choices you can make.
There's often a lot of shame attached to these kinds of instances. Oftentimes the accuser will try to blame the victim and say, yeah, well, she was asking for it, quote unquote.
Yep.
What do you tell women who have experienced this kind of thing when those questions come in the dark of the night? Did I do anything to encourage this behavior? Should I have done something differently?
Well, as someone who's asked those questions, you know, myself, I mean, you're always trying to second guess because you just wish that situation hadn't occurred. You know, like you really just hope, like, if you hadn't been as nice to them, maybe, you know, if you hadn't gone in, you know, said hello to them in the hallway, maybe they wouldn't have gone and acted the way they've done. But at the end of the day, they're going to have acted that way because that's just the decisions that they've made. There is something, like psychologists talk about all the time, there is something with people who act in these particular instances. There are psychologists who talk about it. So this is on them. This is on them. Now, are there situations in which you might have gone and been like, okay, that was a red flag? That's just a learning experience, and you move through that. If you need to go and have counseling because of it, then you get counseling. If you need to talk to your girlfriends and have a girls' night out, you do that. But you're kind to yourself, you're nice to yourself, and you also recognize that it's a learning opportunity. I mean, I certainly learned, not just working in war zones, but working in Washington, that, you know, there are ways in which I could continue to go and like have this not be as much of an issue. But it's, like I said, it's sad that you have to learn that kind of thing in an employment situation in order to continue to succeed. But you just do. And I think that's the thing, is a lot of women have continued to do that. Now we're just going and being very public about the fact that we really shouldn't have to. And that also that there should be, you know, I hate to say it, there should be accountability for it. I mean, like, what an idea. We live in we have a justice system, but people have never been really held accountable for it. And now we're starting to say that they need to be, and also that they shouldn't be representing us in that leadership position or in that particular thing. And it doesn't matter what kind of genius they have, like Harvey Weinstein, in terms of his storytelling or his movie making or what have you, in other leadership situations or media situations, that criminal activity and criminal behavior, we're just not going to tolerate that because somebody has special gifts. That's just bull. I also think that women need to be kinder to each other. The thoughts and the suggestions that, you know, she was asking for, it still come from certain women in certain women's camps, and I really hope that this situation starts to change that, because we all need to support each other as women. We all need to support each other as human beings, because that's the only way in which this is going to stop.
That's author Ava Miles. In addition to her goddess guides, she has written several fiction and nonfiction books. If you'd like to see more from her, we have a link on our Facebook page. So, what do you think? Let us know your opinion by visiting our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe. You can also hear previous editions of our show on voanews.com. Until next time, I'm David Byrd. Thanks for listening.